This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yesterday, as you might have seen, the rapper 50 Cent endorsed Donald Trump because he said Joe Biden was going to increase taxes too much. But in his endorsement of Donald Trump, he posted a graphic saying that this was how Joe Biden is going to tax people. And it's literally not true. I want to unpack and explain it. As you all know, I'm a lifelong critic of Joe Biden, but you can't post misinformation and say, based on this misinformation, this is why you're supporting Donald Trump. It's garbage. I have multiple problems with 50 Cent. I'll talk about some of those, but I really want to hone in on the reality that the very reason why 50 said he's supporting Donald Trump is rooted in a lie. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
You know, one of the biggest frustrations of Malcolm X was how often, and my wife and I just talked about this yesterday, and let me, even before I say what I'm about to say, I have many dear friends who are athletes and entertainers, and I love and support them and love and support them having a voice. But one of the things that always got under the skin of Malcolm X was how the opinion of black entertainers and black athletes would often be lifted up above black leaders. And his thought was always, you don't ask white athletes what they think about a particular issue or a particular political candidate. You don't even really get in so much to what white entertainers think about a certain position in the world. They may make a point on it. They may speak out on it, but they aren't lifted up as a primary voice. And Malcolm's frustration was, we should always be suspicious at who the white establishment lifts up to say, oh, look at what so-and-so has said, or look at what this person has said. Neither here nor there, yesterday, the rapper and entertainer 50 Cent endorsed Donald Trump, unlike Ice Cube, who didn't actually endorse Donald Trump, but said he submitted some policy ideas to Trump. 50 said, this is who I'm supporting. And if nothing else, you always know what 50 Cent is thinking and feeling. You always know his position, and he kind of wears his feelings on his sleeve. But when he said it, he said it was because of a tax plan of Joe Biden's, and he included a screenshot from the news saying that was Joe Biden's tax plan, that people were going to be taxed 60% and 70% of their income. Let me tell you, it's complete misinformation. It's a complete falsehood. And I say this as somebody, if you've ever listened to this podcast, I say this as somebody who's not a fan of Joe Biden. I don't work for the Joe Biden campaign. I am going to always be a major critic of Joe Biden. I'm not being encouraged by them. I don't even know anybody that's in the campaign that I could speak with. And yet here we are. They are saying that this is Joe Biden's tax plan. And of course, when 50 Cent said that, Republicans love it, conservatives are sharing it, it's complete misinformation. That's not Joe Biden's tax plan. In fact, whatever taxes you are currently paying is exactly what you would be paying if Joe Biden is elected, unless you're making over $400,000 a year. So any of you who are listening to this, and I am going to assume that it's almost all of you who are listening to this, your taxes won't move a dime if you're making under $400,000 a year. That's me. That's 99% of you. Now, if you're making over $400,000 a year, Joe Biden is not increasing your taxes to 60 or 70%. That also is not true. And yet, the fact that anybody would share the misinformation, then make it out like that's Joe Biden's tax plan for everybody is ridiculous. And he 50 even then said, I don't even care if Donald Trump hates black people. Okay. All right. I mean, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them. Right after the break, I have a story to tell you. I just posted it on my Instagram about 50 Cent. I've talked about this before. I saw somebody say, why are you just now talking about this? I literally talked about it when I first saw it, but I think this is the first time I've talked about it on the podcast. Let me tell you this personal story about 50 Cent. Deeply, deeply insightful into who he is and how he sees the world. Again, the man said he doesn't care if Donald Trump hates black people. He doesn't care if anybody hates black people in order for him to call that person his friend. Let me unpack and explain it right after the break. In the pandemic, I actually find it's harder to find the time just to sit down and read a book. There's so many meetings. There's so much going on. But that's why I love Blinkist. Blinkist gathers the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and it condenses them down into 15-minute clips that you can read or listen to. I like Blinkist because it gives me the main points of a book, which helps me choose which ones I want to read in full later. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. You can go to Blinkist.com/breakdown, try it for free for 7 days, and you'll save 25% off of your new subscription. So many of our listeners already love Blinkist. Now that's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/breakdown to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/breakdown. Check it out. Let me know what you think. The breakdown. When you get a chance, go to my Instagram page. I just posted a picture that when I first saw it, burned me up. And it was maybe 3 years ago when I first saw a picture. And I honestly couldn't believe it because I had in my mind an image of 50 Cent, of who he was, even just as a rapper and as a person. And I was like, hold on. How is this true? The picture that I posted on my Instagram, I've actually posted it before years ago when I first saw it. The picture is of 50 Cent with the NYPD officer, David Terrell. And if you have followed me for several years, even before we launched this podcast, you know, I have had a deep vendetta against Officer David Terrell for years, and even for a long time, really saw him as my arch enemy. This man has had more complaints filed against him by people than almost any police officer in the country. That doesn't include the hundreds of people who've been brutalized by him but never filed the formal complaints. I'm just talking about the number of people who actually filed complaints. I have talked to children who said they were beaten by NYPD officer David Terrell and framed for crimes they didn't commit. I have spoken to women who said that David Terrell told them that if they did not have sex with him, he would beat and arrest their children. I have talked to so many people who've been brutalized by this man. When I walked in the neighborhood that he used to police, and I can finally talk about it because he's been removed from that community, when I talked to the people in the neighborhood that he used to police, sometimes we would just show his picture to people, and they would get so spooked just at knowing that he is who we wanted to talk about that they literally wouldn't say another word. His name and reputation. Just go to my Instagram post. You'll see people on the post who say, yeah, everybody in the Bronx knows who this monster is. This man was brutalizing black and brown people all over the Bronx, framing people for crimes they didn't commit, forcing and coercing women into sexual relationships just to protect their children. And before he ever started policing in that neighborhood, he was brutalizing people in the other neighborhoods he used to police in. This is who he is. So when I saw a picture of 50 Cent with NYPD officer David Terrell, I was like, hold up. How are they together? This man is literally a monster. Now, remember, 50 literally said, I don't care if Donald Trump doesn't like black people. I'm still endorsing him. Well, the same obviously was true with David Terrell. David Terrell also clearly was brutalizing black and brown people all over the Bronx, all over Manhattan. And 50 didn't care. And 50 knew who he was. He knew his reputation as one of the most brutal police officers on the force. And it really wasn't until we started going hard publicly after David Terrell that finally his gun and badge were removed. He wasn't fired. For years now, they still have not given him back his gun and his badge. We've also talked to family members of David Terrell who says he beat them. And yet 50 Cent calls this man his friend. It's like, okay. Again, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them. And this is who he is. But literally, this is, you know, when 50 says, I'm endorsing Donald Trump and I don't even care if the man hates black people, believe him. Believe this man. Take his word for it. He actually means that. Listen, I've got to run. We've got good work to do. Always fighting for change. We have now just 2 weeks until the end of this election. We don't have 2 weeks until election day. We have 2 weeks until the election is over. So please make sure you vote. We're not just talking about for Joe Biden. We're talking about for important races up and down the ballot that can change your city, change your county in real measurable ways. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
Break down.
It's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
Hey, it's Nikki
and Maria Elena, hosts of the North Star's newest podcast, America the Voiceless, a podcast that's about the right to vote and the fight to vote.
We believe that all Americans have a voice, but far too many Americans hit roadblocks when it comes to casting their votes.
In America the Voiceless, we hear from lawmakers, historians, activists, and everyday people as we unpack the barriers some Americans have to overcome to make sure their voices are heard during the voting process.
You can listen to a new episode of America the Voiceless every Thursday this fall.
All episodes are available on thenorthstar.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.